And all of a sudden, I heard a tremendous noise. I was standing at this time between the shafts, the two shafts in the cage, at the cageway. It was a 12 by 14 upright piece of timber dividing the two cages. And I was standing leaning up against that. I was very lucky that I had been. I heard this tremendous noise, and I wondered what had rung. Something had gone wrong. I turned around to look in the direction the noise came from, and I was met with a blast of hot air and a huge storm of coal dust. I did not then realize what had rung, but this cloud of coal dust immediately turned into flame. It happened in the twinkling of an eye. The whole ground shook around me, and a tremendous roar. I didn't know what was happening for the time being, but I put my hands to my head to protect myself. While I was standing there, a boy named Isaac had been put to work to clean the roadway leading into the cages. This boy was blown up against my feet. His head was on one side, and his feet was around on the other side of me. As soon as I could get room to stoop down, I picked him up and dragged him into a manhole. But unfortunately, the boy had been burnt. His clothes was on fire. My clothes was on fire. Two other boys, a boy named Jackson and a boy named Peckham, their clothes was on fire. This blast lasted, I would say, about 3 minutes. And it is impossible for me to find words to describe the force or the pace of that explosion that morning. Fortunately for the boy Jackson, he happened to be in the pump house. And the boy Peckham happened to be in a sheltered position in a telephone box. His job was to look after pumps, and he had been ringing up about these pumps. However, this thing passed over. And to give an idea of the force of that explosion, there was a cage hanging in the cageway in the shaft, weighing 1 ton. That cage was lifted bodily and thrown over the popper lid. It had been carried 200 feet to the surface and another 72 feet and thrown over the wheel to the top of the popper lid. The truck that this boy Isaac had been filling had been blown into the cageway and it was bobbing about like a piece of paper. And as I had told you already, had I not been standing up against this 12 by 14 upright, I would have been carried up that cageway like a rag doll.